The Idaho Ostrich Farm, David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today. Alex McCoy tried ostrich meat in South Africa while training for a big race, and since then, he's been hooked and wanted to bring ostrich meat to America.
I was living in South Africa, working in a totally different industry, and I was training for an Ironman triathlon, and this was my training food. So one day, I was craving red meat, and I wanted a big piece of beef. So I went into a restaurant in South Africa, and instead of beef, there was ostrich on the menu. So I said, yeah, I'll take some ostrich. And this huge ostrich steak, it tasted just like beef. It was amazing, satisfied my red meat craving. However, I felt great after eating it. I felt so light. In fact, I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna go for a run. I was training for a huge race at the time, so I went out and ran 16 miles, like within an hour of eating this massive red meat steak. And from that moment on, I was hooked. I was like, oh my God, this feels fantastic. It tastes great, but I feel good and it's healthy. I need to learn more. And so long story short, I left my previous career to bring ostrich to America. We have a little over 1,000 right now, but over the course of the year, it goes up and down depending on how many we're hatching out and then how many we're slaughtering and processing. So right now, we're at a real low point because we've slaughtered almost all of our ostriches, and our first eggs were laid just this week, actually. So we're going to start producing a lot of baby ostriches pretty soon.
And why not? Lower in cholesterol, lower in fat. This report was produced by the Ag Information Network. I'm David Sparks.